The governor's two appointees to the three-member PSC voted with state power companies in several recent rate cases, and solar panel installers and customers say they'll pay the price with lost business or additional fees. Solar advocates may ask a judge to review at least one of the PSC decisions. If so, a case last year in Iowa may get more attention. The Iowa Supreme Court overruled a state commission and said the city of Dubuque could buy power from a firm that installed solar panels on a city building. Attorney Bradley Klein of the Environmental Law and Policy Center was involved in that case. He says Alliant Energy and others argued the installers were public utilities and subject to regulation.
But instead, the Iowa Supreme Court looked at the situation and said, look, these types of services are really more in the nature of private contract. We're not going to get involved and really limit the types of new businesses and innovation that can be offered to cities like Dubuque and other homeowners and business owners in Iowa.
Klein says key principles of that ruling apply to states like Wisconsin, but he says courts often give plenty of deference to state commissions on energy issues, so he says winning a Wisconsin case would not be easy. As the legal issues play out, more people are making use of solar energy. The electric cooperative, serving people in Vernon and six other southwestern counties, installed a 1,000-panel community solar project last year that helps provide power to about 110 homeowners. Vernon Electric CEO Joe McDonald says things have worked out well.
For people that were looking at putting up small solar, it was cheaper than they could put it on their property. And then I think for the majority of people, it was almost the novelty of owning one or two solar panels that they didn't have to put on their house. They could say that, you know, they have green energy.
But McDonald says he'll also say something the solar industry may not want to hear. He contends most solar customers need to buy electricity from big power companies too, at least during cloudy weather and during peak demand times, until there's a better way to store renewable energy. Solar advocates say if the cost of solar technology continues to drop, solar will have a bigger place in the energy mix, and state regulatory commissions like the PSC will find it harder to protect the utilities. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.